Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
They're really good, and they really get you going.
Y94.
Hey, now it is time on the show for Misconnection, something we've been doing for years and years now, just trying to take those people that are looking for love and connect them, help them connect that misconnection. Now, the idea of a misconnection is this. You're out in public, let's say you're at Target. You see somebody wandering around. You're like, hey, that is the type of person I wouldn't mind having a little something-something with. But for whatever reason, you don't actually interact with them. You miss that connection. You go on to Craigslist. Under the personal section there, there's all kinds of creepy stuff, including casual encounters and misconnections, depending on what you're looking for. So you say, hey, I saw you at Target. You were wearing a green shirt. Thought you were real pretty. Hit me up. Well, a lot of people don't actually check out Craigslist misconnections. In fact, most people probably don't. But we look at it every day. And that's why we share them with you, hoping that maybe one of these is about some members of the Playhouse family, and we just help them discover they have a secret admirer. Or a stalker, however you want to look at it. Now, last week, there was actually one posted about Maggie.
There was.
We did blog it. It's also still on Craigslist, but we blogged it at Y94.com. The Morning Playhouse blog, if you want to read it. But no more from him yet.
I hope not.
Maggie's got herself a secret admirer that promised her some sort of special gift. I can't wait. What do you suppose your special gift is?
I don't know. It's kind of creepy. I don't like to think about it.
I still think it's going to be a finger.
I don't need gifts, really. It's fine.
Well there, Maggie.
Yes.
I'm guessing your favorite misconnection of the week probably isn't the one written about you last week. What one would you like to share?
I'm going to go with thrift shop hottie, man for woman in Fargo. You were at the thrift shop on 32nd Avenue looking for vintage furniture. I interrupted you and your friend and made a joke about how I have some old stuff in my garage and you could have it if you want to clean my garage for me. You are like 30 years younger than me, but I would be interested if you were interested in having a sugar daddy that has very little sugar. I'm far from rich, but a nice older gentleman.
Well, you know, there's elements of sweetness there.
No, there's not.
But at the base of it, he wants to be a sugar daddy, but he's got no money, so he's just a broke-ass old man that thinks you're a cute young woman that could be his daughter.
Somebody to clean his garage.
If he could have worked in like a popping some tags reference in there, that I would have really liked that.
Yep. Some tags, only got
$20 in my pocket. Rat, what one do you like?
I've got to go with someone else under 80 shops at Kmart. Man for woman, Moorhead. I noticed you at Kmart mostly because we are actually near the same age. Something shocking for me because I usually only see elderly people there. I was also staring because you were so attractive. Hit me up if interested. I'm the one from the store who doesn't require a walking cane.
I will say this, and I don't frequent, the Kmart isn't the first place for me just because where I live, it's not really the most convenient of all of them. But when you do go in there, you do notice the demographic is a little bit higher than at some of the other stores. So was it that he actually wants to date her, or he was just shocked that she's so young?
Oh, he wants to date. She's attractive.
Well, I'll drop in KFC Moorhead, man for woman, age 26, here in Misconnections. You were working behind the till. I asked you to exchange two tens for a 20. You said you couldn't open the register until the next transaction. Romantic. So I left the 20 with you, dished up a plate of food, and came back in a few minutes, and then you handed me two tens. I really liked you, and if you liked me, let me know. Here's how bad our world is. This poor cashier at KFC in Moorhead just thinks she had a standard exchange with this person. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to break this 20? Can you wait till the cash register opens again? Because I can't do it right now. Mm-hmm. And then she broke the 20. She's already forgotten that, but this guy fell in love, was sitting there eating his chicken, having fantasies of pouring that gravy all over her body.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, you're turned on now. That gravy is great. And I'm sure she's very pretty. I'm in the mood for some breasts and thighs. If you could have worked that in there, then I'd have really been impressed.
Who wants stuffing?
God. Anyway, now that it's awkward, Maggie, why don't you take it home with whatever you want to do?
Let's see. We'll do You Were on the Dance Floor, Man for Woman, The Hub. You were with your friend and she was with a guy. I first saw you on the dance floor tonight with them. You sat in a booth for a while and then back on the dance floor. I was at the bar facing you, watching you and others dance. I would like to go out dancing sometime if you would. I was in black and blue. Tell me what color your purse was, and I'll tell you about me.
So some of the misconnections, I find that you might not realize, you don't see the humor and creepiness unless we blatantly throw it out there for you. Did you get the visual of what that guy was doing? Mm-hmm. He was that guy at the club that just stands there and stares at the girls dancing all by himself. He's got like a drink he's slowly nursing as he just has eyes locked on this group of women.
Yuck.
Creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy. And I suspect a candidate for the Playhouse loser line.
Yes.
Oh my God. Creepy. That actually makes a misconnection written about you seem normal.
It does, doesn't it? Which is sad and scary.
This has been Craigslist Misconnections on the Playhouse. 7 years running, still creepy. Daughtry waiting for Superman, the new one from him. Also, I'll tell you what celebrity says she refuses to work at all during that time of the month. They return and
the grand facade so soon will burn. The Morning Playhouse.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.